This is the VSiN Saturday Betting Hour. Here is Adam Burke.
Hello once again, everybody, and thank you for joining me on this week's edition of the VSiN Saturday Betting Hour. I'm your host, Adam Burke, the managing editor over at VSiN.com, the Vegas Sports and Information Network. You follow me on X at Skating Tripods. You can follow us on X at VSiN Live. That's VSIN.com. Glad to be with you here. Is the All-Star break looming in Major League Baseball? Both Ohio teams pretty desperately need a break at this point in time. And obviously, any games the Guardians can avoid without Jose Ramirez in the lineup, well, that's pretty important. So a week off, a week closer to Ramirez being back in, I guess almost a week off, 5 days for everybody except for, I believe, the Phillies and the Mets, who play on Thursday here coming up after the Midsummer Classic. But we'll talk about those two teams. We'll talk about how things kind of stand with them, and also take a look at a couple of divisions in the NFL, as we did on last week's show, talking AFC East and AFC North. Well, this week we'll do the AFC South and the AFC West as training camp gets going very soon. I think players may even report to training camp here this upcoming week. We're not that far away from the Hall of Fame game and the start of the preseason. I'll have some preseason betting tips when we get to that point, but for now, just still looking at an overview of the teams and of these divisions here, which is exactly what we did in our 2026 NFL betting guide, which is available now over at vsin.com. That is a subscriber-only product. We have been selling some of our guides a la carte, but that one is one of our biggest, certainly one of our biggest selling points for being a VSiN Pro subscriber. So decided not to offer that one a la carte. $9.99 intro offer will get you a month of VSiN Pro access. Also, that'll get you access to that NFL betting guide and our upcoming college football betting guide, which comes out on Monday, August 3rd. So I've already written about 20,000 words on the ACC and the American Conference, formerly known as the American Athletic Conference. Those are two of the conferences I'm doing, along with Conference USA, the MAC, and the Sun Belt. My colleagues over at VSiN.com covering the other conferences, including the other major ones. So as we get into the month of August, I'll be doing some conference breakdowns and stuff like that for college football. But for now, just still doing a lot of research, doing a lot of catch up. College football is a very, very difficult sport to follow in the offseason now because of the transfer portal. A lot of coaches moving around. We just have full fledged free agency in college sports now, college football and college basketball specifically. So a lot of catching up, a lot of research to be done. As I said last week on the show, I've got all the team schedules inputted into my spreadsheet where I project out season win totals and week by week game lines and all of that. So just crossing a lot of T's, dotting a lot of I's in a virtual sense here with that college football betting guide. But again, that comes out Monday, August 3rd over at vsin.com. So if you do that intro offer, the $9.99 intro offer, we get both of those guides for the price of what, some sort of Frappuccino at Starbucks with a bunch of additions or something like that. So pretty good deal, personally, I think. I'm a little biased, I guess, but a pretty good deal over there at vsin.com if you want to get our NFL and college football betting guides, or if you want to lock in a little bit longer, we have our early bird pricing still on our football special, which runs through Super Bowl 61, which will be on Valentine's Day next year. So make those plans now. Think about those reservations so that you're not tied up on the night of the big game. So I guess we'll go ahead and start with Major League Baseball here and take a look at the Guardians and the Reds and how things are kind of sitting with those two teams. The Reds entertaining the Cubs here this weekend. The Guardians down in Miami. Some of those guys probably going to stay down in Miami after this series for a little R&R. I'm sure they've got some interesting plans lined up here for the All-Star break. A handful of Guardians are represented in the All-Star game, but you know, a lot of guys probably just going to hang out down there in South Beach and see what kind of trouble they can get into, or maybe head to one of the Caribbean islands, something like that. I'm sure those guys have a lot of things figured out for the All-Star break here, especially the single ones, or maybe get some couples trips, who knows. But you know, I think it's really interesting kind of talking about this stuff where doing a little bit tongue-in-cheek right now, but I do think today and tomorrow, you know, you've got some young players, you've got some teams that maybe aren't where they're supposed to be, probably really looking ahead to the break. You think about a team like the Kansas City Royals, for example, who they had high expectations for this season. You know, they had expectations of being in the playoff hunt, and they've spent most of the first half of the season in last place in the Central and in last place in the American League in some respects as well. You think about a team like the Mets, right? The Mets are not at all where they expected to be A lot of turmoil in that clubhouse. Sounds like there's issues between Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor. You had the manager fired, Carlos Mendoza. You know, there are some teams here that are definitely looking forward to the downtime more than others, and probably some individuals as well. You know, you think about some of the guys that were maybe on the paternity list early in the season here, specifically some of the starting pitchers. You know, they want to go home, have that time with their wife and kid or kids, whatever the case may be. So I think there are opportunities here this weekend over the next couple of days, well, really over these 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, to maybe try and take advantage of some of those situations. And, you know, that was a prevailing thought for me on Friday night, taking the Cubs over the Reds, where, you know, Shota Imanaga, a guy who gives up a lot of home runs, not a great ballpark for him to pitch in. Reds had been hitting lefties very well going into that game. But I thought, okay, you know what? The Reds are a team that started out very strong, faltered. I don't mean to keep taking victory laps on that, but it is something that I expected to happen, especially with their record in one-run games early on. So they've been bad for a sustained period of time. Really, the last 2 months or so, they've been quite poor. And so teams like that, I think, look forward to the break more than teams like, say, the Cubs, who are in the playoff picture. You know, they're still well behind the Brewers and the NL Central, but they're likely to be a playoff team. And they're a veteran team, too. And I think that's something that really matters. If you've got a veteran team this weekend, maybe taking on a younger team, something like that, that younger team, those guys that are finally making some real money, you know, for the first time in their careers, you know, they're kind of looking ahead to letting loose a little bit, you know, having a bit of fun. I mean, the season is, baseball's a very, very stressful game, you know? So if you've got one of the younger teams, you know, maybe that's a team that, I'm not going to say mails it in, but maybe they're not quite as focused, you know, maybe they're not fully there. But also you've got a team like, say, the Tigers, who on a bit of a heater now as they're hosting the Phillies here this weekend. You know, that's a team that expected to be at the top of the Central Division, got off to a very bad start. Now they're trying to play themselves into a scenario where Tarek Skubal does not get traded. That's a team that's probably going to be invested here this weekend. So I don't think there's a whole lot of situational spots. I don't think there's a whole lot of motivational angles in Major League Baseball like we see in some of the other sports. But I do think this weekend is unique in that way. So, you know, for the Reds here, I'd be a little bit concerned about them. For the Guardians, I'd be a bit concerned about them as well. The Marlins have been playing at a very, very, very high level for a long time now. They got off to a little bit of a sluggish start, but they've been the best team in baseball now for a sustained period of time. You want to keep riding that wave into the All-Star break. You want to go into the break feeling that you did everything that you could, you know, with a lot of positives, especially if, you know, you are maybe going to chill on the beach or something like that. You don't want to be lamenting the fact that you had a bad series, you know, whereas I think for a team like Cleveland, that's just scratching and clawing and just trying to do everything that they can to avoid falling under 500 or, you know, just trying to hang on while Jose Ramirez is out. It's a different kind of dynamic. So I think you can kind of play on those things here a little bit for Saturday and Sunday in Major League Baseball. But then I also think, you know, and I will talk to you guys again next Saturday, but coming out of the All-Star break, I think it's going to be tough for a team like the Marlins. You play at such a high level for such a long period of time. You're just kind of rattling off wins. You're in rhythm. Everything's going well, all of that. And then all of a sudden you don't play for, you know, 4 or 5 days. Right? It kind of stunts the momentum a little bit in some ways. You know, I kind of think about that in other sports, specifically the NBA and the NHL, where you want to keep playing if you're on a heater. If you're on a winning streak, something like that, you want to keep playing. Then all of a sudden you take this time off and maybe you get, as some people call it, kind of fat and happy, thinking about the position that you're in. And then you come back and you just don't really have that same edge, or you're not really in that same, you know, kind of rhythm. Or maybe you face a team that is very disappointed with how the first half went, with how they played going into the break. Like, I'm worried about a team like Boston, for example, coming out of the All-Star break. They've been playing so well. They've gotten themselves back in the AL playoff picture because the wild card bubble is just remarkably weak here for this season. That's a team that, and we'll see what they do here this weekend against the Mets, but that's a team that probably doesn't want to stop playing. You know, things are finally going well for them. They've had a lot of dysfunction from the front office down to the coaching staff, down to the players, just a lot of different issues that they've found a way to work past. But then you get to the All-Star break and you start kind of dwelling on these things, and maybe you get upset about them, or you just kind of get in your own head, or whatever the case may be. And it's tough to kind of flip that switch and get back to it when you come out of the break. So I think that's something that's very important to keep an eye on here. You know, as we've got, I think, some more situational angles than we usually do, you know, at this time of the year. Like, for example, I would expect a team like the Braves to come out of the All-Star break firing. You know, I mean, they lost Ronald Acuna to injury, and, you know, offensively, they've kind of struggled a little bit. The Phillies are obviously, you know, making up a lot of ground here ever since Don Mattingly took over. The Braves may be running on fumes a little bit, especially with all the starting pitcher injuries, but maybe that's a team coming out of the All-Star break that we can look to back. Maybe a team like Toronto, right? Toronto's a team, American League champs last year, very, very close to winning the World Series. They're not hitting. They're not off to the start that they expected to be here for this season, but they're not out of it by any means, because the American League wildcard picture is so soft right now. So that's a team that maybe I would expect to come out of the break a little bit stronger. Maybe I think they go into the break a little bit slow with the Padres, you know, long West Coast trip, long way from home. Again, maybe some of those guys staying out there and enjoying San Diego for a little bit, getting a little bit of a clear mind, a little R&R, but it's a tough way to end the first half. So I could definitely see the Blue Jays struggling today and tomorrow, but then coming out of the break, maybe looking like the team that we kind of expect them to be. So some teams will follow that blueprint, some teams won't, but I think you can kind of make some qualitative assessments on these teams as opposed to just looking at all the numbers and all the metrics. We'll talk AFC South after this break on the VSiN Saturday Betting Hour.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence, and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code POWER to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code POWER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code POWER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.